रेड पॉडकास्ट पर आप सुन रहे हैं होलिस्टिक हीलिंग विद वसुधा राय।
क्या आप जानते हैं कि लगभग 80% तक हार्ट डिजीज प्रिवेंट किए जा सकते हैं? क्या आप ये भी जानते हैं कि सिर्फ आपका डाइट और आपका लाइफस्टाइल ये डिटरमिन कर सकता है कि आपको हार्ट डिजीज होगी या नहीं? तो इस एस्पेक्ट ऑफ प्रिवेंटिव हार्ट केयर के बारे में बात करने आए हैं डॉक्टर जोएल कान, जो कि जाने जाते हैं एज अमेरिकाज हेल्दी हार्ट डॉक्टर। डॉक्टर कान इज ट्रिपल बोर्ड सर्टिफाइड इन इंटरनल मेडिसिन, कार्डियोवैस्कुलर मेडिसिन एंड इंटरवेंशनल कार्डियोलॉजी। He is not only a traditional cardiologist, but also a holistic and metabolic cardiologist. In fact, he is the world's first metabolic cardiologist. Unhone 6 bestsellers likhi hain about holistic heart care, including The Whole Heart Solution and his latest book, which is called Lipoprotein A, The Heart's Quiet Killer. तो चलिए सुनते हैं डॉक्टर कान हमसे क्या बात करते हैं अबाउट प्रिवेंटिव हार्ट हेल्थ। वेलकम डॉक्टर कान, इट्स सो नाइस टू हैव यू विद अस टुडे टॉकिंग अबाउट सच एन इम्पॉर्टेंट टॉपिक, स्पेशली फॉर इंडियंस, बिकॉज हार्ट डिजीज इन लो इनकम कंट्रीज सच एज इंडिया इज 3 टाइम्स एज दैट ऑफ कैंसर, विच इज द ऑपोजिट ऑफ व्हाट हैपेंस इन हाई इनकम कंट्रीज सच एज योर्स।
Well, it's a great honor to join you. I mean that with sincerity, to reach all the way across the world and talk about something that affects us here in the United States and also way too often in India. And I think we're going to help a lot of people today with this conversation.
And so, you know, you have had experience in traditional, cardiology. You've had experience in holistic cardiology. You're one of the world's first metabolic cardiologists. And you're one of the first people to say that 80% of heart disease is actually preventative. So that's a surprise, actually, because we kind of expect heart disease to be part of the aging process, you know?
Well, we do. And we need to slap ourselves awake a little bit. There's a lot of talk right now around the world, appropriately, about viruses and the risk of the coronavirus. And that's important, and we have to protect ourselves. It's causing major trouble in the United States and in India. In fact, I was supposed to start a new position, virtual cardiology in New Delhi, but we've had to hold off because of everything being in lockdown and all the Devam Wellness Center. So I've been keeping in touch very closely with the health in India. But heart disease for 100 years has killed every year way more people. And as you said, 80%, we should be shocked. We should be screaming. We should stand up and say this has to stop. 80% of the people dying of a heart attack, after a stent, after a bypass, simply do not need to develop the disease if we teach and help people make some changes.
So, sir, you speak a lot about plant-based diet, but the irony is that India is primarily a vegetarian country. Hamara desh hai, usme zyadatar log shakahari hain. So how does, the kind of saturated fat that we perhaps use in frying the food and spicing the food and, you know, making it over salty compared to like animal fats, like how does that impact our heart health?
Well, you already sort of answered the question with your wisdom. And any bad meal that also has vegetables or fruit is a little better, but it may not overcome the risk for heart disease and cancer and diabetes. And you said two words that are very science, but they're very accurate: saturated fat. In the 1950s, at least in the United States, there was a real spike in heart attacks. And our government started to spend a lot of money to ask the question, why? Why are there so many heart attacks? And all these studies pointed ultimately to excess of fat, oil, and sugar, just as you said, but saturated fat predominantly. Saturated fat is found in butter and ghee and lard, and it's found in, you know, red meats, which are not commonly eaten in India, but it is found in chicken, which is commonly found, and cheese. It's always floating in oil and fat and butter, and that is dangerous. So if we took the fruits, the vegetables, the grains, and cut down on the saturated fat, you would see in India very quickly far less heart attacks, cancer, diabetes, and obesity. Let me just finish with one quick story since it's on topic. In the late 1960s, in the country Northern Europe called Finland, they actually had the highest heart attack rate in the world. More men aged 40 years old were dropping dead of heart attacks than anywhere. Women too, but it was predominantly men. There was a smoking problem, but it was largely the diet. Butter, sausage, butter, cheese, sausage. The country got together and put together a program to simply teach reducing, substituting beans, not beef, actually margarine, not butter. Margarine's not perfect, but that's what they did. In 5 years, the heart attack rate dropped 85%, cancer rate dropped 60%. And it was a dramatic example. If a whole country or a whole city, a whole family makes the decision to make the diet healthier and reduce the saturated fat, it has a huge impact for the better.
So, sir, talking about plant-based diet, like the way we eat our plants is that we like to cook them. So is there an ideal way to cook them? Because sometimes, you know, because Indians love, you know, tasty food full of flavor. So sometimes we tend to overcook it. So is there a time limit to how much we can cook our vegetables? Like, what is the best way to cook our vegetables? Because India is a hot and humid country. It's not always possible for us to get really good, fresh, raw produce. So how do we cook our plant-based foods so that they can be, you know, optimally beneficial for us?
Right. And, you know, the only one you want to avoid, let me say the only two, fried food. And of course, we've got Papa Don's and other things that might be fried if that's how it's produced. But fried food not only adds a lot of fat to an otherwise healthy food. I mean, if you take a carrot, a tomato, a pepper, and you fry it, you've taken a naturally low fat food and made it a very high fat food. And the other would actually be grilling, barbecuing. It's not very well known that the science of taking certainly a piece of chicken and boiling the chicken versus barbecuing changes the chemical structure and actually increases the risk of it promoting heart disease, cancer, diabetes, and dementia, brain disease.
Really?
So steaming, sauteing, lower temperature, less flame, less fried, if possible, you know, a pressure cooker, an Instant Pot are just wonderful moist ways to cook, but they can be completely oil-free if you want. They can be light in oil. So those are wonderful ways. Very few people eat an all-raw diet. I don't eat an all-raw diet. There are some downsides because there are many foods that actually are a bit more available in terms of nutrition if you cook them. Tomatoes are the classic example. I mean, eating a raw tomato is a joy if you have a garden or a fresh source. But actually, when you're making a tomato sauce, you're actually making some of the most important chemicals in the tomato more available for health. So yes, cooking is fine, but frying, grilling, barbecuing, the added butter, the added ghee, the added coconut oil, almost every reasonable medical society from Harvard Medical School on says coconut oil is a very bad choice in cooking. It's almost all saturated fat. There goes your cholesterol up. 10 years later, welcome, here's my heart attack.
Right. तो डॉक्टर कान ये कह रहे हैं हमें कि हमें ग्रिलिंग, बारबेक्यूइंग और हमें तलना खाने को अवॉइड करना चाहिए और कम आंच पे खाना बनाएं, प्रेशर कुकर यूज करके खाना बनाएं, स्टीम करके खाना बनाएं. इनफैक्ट खाना पकाने में कोई प्रॉब्लम नहीं है, आप किस तरीके से पकाते हैं उसमें प्रॉब्लम है. सो सर, I have another question for you. Like, now there's a lot of like rise of these fad diets like keto and paleo, and they're becoming immensely popular in India. Are they good for heart health?
It's very true. They're popular all over the world. They're really not new. They're just relabeled, remarketed, because the Atkins diet from Dr. Atkins in the 70s and 80s, and certainly it still exists, was pretty much a keto-based diet. Compared to driving into a Kentucky Fried Chicken or McDonald's, a ketogenic or a paleo diet could be healthier. And there are people that lose weight, no doubt. And there are people that indicate that they're feeling better, more so if they're coming from one of those, you know, really suboptimal diets. It is the most common diet in the United States. You know, garbage, fast food, drive-through foods, terrible, terrible stuff. But if you were to construct, it's not hard, but people seem to be intimidated. Learn how to cook vegetables, eat fruit, use whole grains, love your beans, love your peas, love your lentils, and love your spices. You're going to actually have the healthiest of diets. There is some pretty strong data that doing the keto diet long term does increase your risk of dying early. You may look good and drop some belly fat, but the risk of developing cancer, heart disease, type 2 diabetes over the next, you know, years goes up. So if you're going to do keto, do it for a week and then go eat a lot of salads. If you're going to eat paleo, which I imagine would actually be quite hard in India. I mean, we're trying to talk about, you know, our ethnic diet of thousands of years ago. You know, it's going to really be difficult. In the United States, some people try and eat wild animals like elk and deer, but, you know, very few people actually do the paleo diet. It's just another excuse to put butter and meat on your plate for most people. So plant diets rule and have the most science data for sure.
Right. तो डॉक्टर ये हमें बता रहे हैं कि कीटो और पैलियो हमें शॉर्ट टर्म के लिए करना चाहिए, स्पेशली कीटो जो है हमें 1 वीक या 1 हफ्ते के लिए करना चाहिए, उससे ज्यादा नहीं करना चाहिए, क्योंकि अगर हम लगातार करते रहते हैं तो जल्दी मृत्यु होने का ऐसा हो सकता है, क्योंकि हम बीमार पड़ सकते हैं. लेकिन पैलियो भी जो है वो ज्यादा अच्छी नहीं है हार्ट हेल्थ के लिए. पैलियो डाइट मतलब हम ज्यादातर मीट्स खा रहे हैं. डॉक्टर साहब ये कह रहे हैं कि हमारे लिए सबसे अच्छी डाइट प्लांट बेस्ड डाइट है. सब्जियां खाएं, तली ना खाएं, बारबेक्यू करके ना खाएं. सो डॉक्टर खान, व्हाट अबाउट स्पाइसेस?
या cuz you did ask me a couple of questions ago about, you know, the best way to cook. And I, to be complete, I would want to certainly stress that, just as I said, even a suboptimal meal, a less than perfect meal with fruits and vegetables is already better. A hamburger with a salad is better than a hamburger. Any meal prepared with a lot of spices, perhaps excluding a lot of salt and sugar, they're not really spices, is a much better meal. I've been very interested in the science of spices, and they very often have a lot of the same impact that prescription drugs have. They lower inflammation. They lower blood sugar, like cinnamon. They lower pain in the joints, like using boswellia and turmeric. And of course, many of these are derived from the Ayurvedic nutrition. We just had a scientific study performed and published about 2 months ago. They gave healthy women 2 breakfasts of 1,000 calories. But they did that because they said that actually represents the average breakfast of an American eating at a fast food restaurant. One of the breakfasts, they loaded it with a 14 spice mix. All the ones you know, like curry powder, you know, like marjoram and sage and thyme and rosemary. And the other, they didn't do that. And the difference on how your body reacted to this bad breakfast was much more favorable if it was loaded with spices. So again, the easiest way to get plants in your diet is, I have jars of organic curry powder in my office that I put on my lunch every day, because I want cumin and I want turmeric. you know, and I want cayenne pepper and, you know, others. And then you can get into, you know, actually using them almost as prescription drugs like Bacopa and Trifala. But even on your food, spice it up.
तो डॉक्टर साहब हमें ये बता रहे हैं कि मसालों में कोई प्रॉब्लम नहीं है, जैसे हमारी हल्दी है वो जोड़ों के दर्द को दूर करती है, तो इस तरीके से, और जैसे सिनेमन है जो दालचीनी जिसको कहा जाता है वो ब्लड शुगर को कम करती है, तो मसालों में कोई प्रॉब्लम नहीं है. लेकिन प्रॉब्लम है वो है तेल में, सैचुरेटेड फैट में, फ्राइड खाने में, और ये दो ब्रेकफास्ट या दो नाश्ते के बारे में बता रहे हैं जहाँ पे कैलोरी काउंट दोनों नाश्तों का सेम था, लेकिन जो नाश्ता ज्यादा हेल्दी था वो मसालेदार था. तो मसाले, मसाला डालने से ना हिचकें, लेकिन तेल, फ्राइड, इन चीजों का जरूर ध्यान रखें. So, Dr. Kant, the average Indian, he likes to drink, smoke, enjoy some meat once a week. So, where is the scope for cheating?
Well, that is a good question. And, you know, you got to be careful, because if I say 10%, people will do 50%.
Yes.
You know, that's human nature. If I say it's okay to eat 6 walnuts a day, people are going to eat the whole bag.
And yeah.
A few too many calories. You know, I choose to eat 100% plant diet. Never ever is there dairy or pork or chicken or fish. And I have done that for many decades and I'm very healthy. And it is actually pretty easy to do. But some of the top scientists in the world do talk about, if you eat 3 meals a day, 21 meals a week, maybe 18 meals should be of plants, and maybe, you know, fish particularly for 2 or 3 meals a week is an option. It's not an option I choose to do, but it is an option. So at any rate, that's some of the top scientists, and I'd mention Dr. Valter Longo, L-O-N-G-O, from Los Angeles, is one of those top scientists. If you talk about, is it okay to actually, you know, eat donuts and cakes and bacon and fried chicken, you know, the less the better. I mean, would you take your car, would you take your Jaguar, your Tata, and put the cheapest gas in it, you know, 2 days a week to save a few dollars? Well, your body is much more important than that car. And you wouldn't do it. So don't do it with your body either. I mean, you know, treat your body like a temple and you will be rewarded with health.
So Dr. Saab hume ye keh rahe hain ki agar aap hafte mein 21 meals khate hain to usme se 18 jo aapke meals hain wo plant based hone chahiye, aur jo 2 ya 3 baar aap machli ya fish kha sakte hain, lekin generally plant based rakhiye. Cookies, donuts, packaged foods, ye sab cheeze bilkul avoid kare. Now, Dr. Khan, there's this other thing that I heard in one of your podcasts that you said that sunshine is great for a healthy heart, sauna is great for a healthy heart, and we naturally live in a country which is hot and humid. Do we need to go out in the sun for a few minutes every day? Should we? How much should we sweat in a day? What should we do in that regard?
You know, if you were to rank in order the most important health habits, you know, sleeping well at night, eating extremely healthy of whole plants, as clean preparation as possible, managing your stress, don't smoke, and get some fitness. All these would be, you know, top recommendations. After you get past those, some of what you mentioned, you know, most people grew up around sunshine. And we now, of course, live indoors, but we make more vitamin D in the sun. People know that. And vitamin D, I bet you if we drew blood on 1 million people in India, half the people would have a low vitamin D level.
More than that.
Maybe more. And vitamin D is so important for bone health, blood vessel health, blood pressure health, probably brain health. Yeah, get it through the sunshine. It might only be 15, 20 minutes a day. A lot of people in India, of course, work in office buildings, and maybe they're working at home now, just like in the United States. You also make more nitric oxide. That is a chemical that is made by our blood vessels to help us maintain good, clean arteries and normal blood pressure. but you actually make it in your skin when it's exposed to the sun. So that's another advantage to being outside. And then there's that general calming, relaxing of being outside. In Japan, they call it forest bathing. The health benefits of breathing fresh air, being outside, maybe being in a forest. Don't get bit by a snake, for God's sakes, but get outside. So yes, I mean, does everybody need to buy a sauna? And like you say, there's a lot of places in India that are steamy and hot. You know, saunas can be expensive. If somebody wants to treat themselves, it can be a very wonderful addition to a health program. But it's a luxury. It's not necessary. I'd rather people spend money on excellent food than, eat poorly and buy a sauna.
डॉक्टर कान हमें ये बता रहे हैं कि सबसे जरूरी आदतें जो होती हैं वो है अच्छा खाना, अच्छा सोना, एक्सरसाइज, इस तरीके की चीजें. लेकिन धूप में बाहर जाना भी अच्छा होता है, मतलब 15-20 मिनट के लिए डेली, क्योंकि सबसे दो इम्पॉर्टेंट जो चीजें होती हैं जो कि विटामिन डी और नाइट्रिक ऑक्साइड जो हार्ट हेल्थ के लिए बहुत अच्छा होता है वो धूप में बना जाता है. सो डॉक्टर कान, यू सेड अबाउट स्लीप. नाउ वन प्रॉब्लम इन इंडिया इज दैट वी डोंट फॉलो द सर्कैडियन रिदम्स. वी ऑल लाइक लेट नाइट्स, वी ऑल स्लीप लेट, वी वेक अप लेट एंड we are sleeping also sometimes few hours. So what does, should we be living according to the circadian rhythms? Does that have an impact on heart health?
It does have an impact on heart health to skip sleep or have poor sleep, or a lot of people snore and don't breathe well, called sleep apnea. We didn't pay much attention to all of this when I was in medical school over 30 years ago, but it's become a very important topic in medicine, and it should be, because you can't hire somebody to sleep for you. Doesn't matter how poor or how wealthy, we know there's an impact of getting poor sleep, and it's so common. Now, do you have to do it exactly that you fall asleep as the sun sets and you wake up as the sun rises, which is the natural pattern? It is a very good recommendation. I mean, you don't have to do exactly that, but we do recommend to my patients that they spend as much time planning their sleep as planning a party at their home or a vacation. If you want to get 7 hours sleep, you got to go to bed by 10 o'clock and wake up at 5. It's just not going to happen otherwise. You really do have to plan the whole situation. And there's clear data that cutting out sleep can actually increase the rate of developing heart disease, diabetes, dementia, as well as finally actually developing cancer.
तो डॉक्टर कान हमें ये बता रहे हैं कि हमें सोना टाइम से चाहिए और जगना टाइम से चाहिए. बहुत ज्यादा लेट नाइट ना करें, कम ना सोएं, 7 घंटे एक अच्छा पीरियड है सोने के लिए, तो उतनी नींद तो जरूर लें. और 10 बजे अगर आप जाते हैं सोने के लिए, 5 बजे उठते हैं, दैट इज ऑप्टिमम फॉर यू. सो डॉक्टर कान, देयर इज दिस अदर एस्पेक्ट दैट नोबडी रियली टॉक्स अबाउट, बट यू नो विद योर एक्सपीरियंस आई वुड लव फॉर यू टू जस्ट टॉक टू मी अबाउट द इमोशनल कॉजेस ऑफ हार्ट डिजीज. हाउ वी फील, लाइक यू नो, स्ट्रेस, ट्रॉमा, हार्ट ब्रेक, हाउ डज दैट अफेक्ट द हार्ट?
या इट्स अ वेरी वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट क्वेश्चन, एंड It's been studied in detail. Some people might recognize the term type A behavior, which is something described by a Dr. Meyer Friedman 30, 40 years ago. But it's that idea, if you actually study, why did somebody at the moment they had a heart attack, start to develop chest pain? It's very often in the middle of an argument, in the middle of rage. All those hormones, cortisol, adrenaline, and people that just get angry easy and frustrated easy and have short tempers, as studied, it's a factor in heart disease. Now, maybe they also smoke and don't eat well and don't exercise, but even when you try and correct for all of that, you still see that it's an issue. And we all have stress. I think there's probably more now than ever, most of us would agree. A breathing practice, a pranayama practice, a alternate nostril breathing practice. You have to have something that when the stress is building up, rather than punch a wall or your blood pressure goes to 200. You have to have something you can do to maintain balance. And breathing is, you know, the basic approach to that.
So, Dr. Khan bhi hume ye keh rahe hain ki yoga karna bahut zaruri hai kyunki jo emotional causes hoti hain heart disease ki, uske liye breathing, yoga, meditation, is type ki cheeze bahut zaruri hain aapke dimag ko shant karne ke liye. So, Dr. Khan, there's this, the sixth book that you've written, which is Lipoprotein, The Heart's Silent Killer. Can you just tell us a little bit about this?
Yes, and this is an important topic all over the world. But very briefly, everybody's heard of cholesterol, and a high cholesterol in the blood might cause our arteries to clog. Some of that is genetic. Some of that is from the choice of diet, like high saturated fat, fried food, butter, cheese diets we talked about. But then it turns out there is another cholesterol that we've known about in the science world for almost 60 years. But if you were to ask most doctors and certainly most patients, they'd say never heard of it. And you said the word, it's called lipoprotein little a, or you can just say lipoprotein A. It's a little hard to pronounce. A scientist described it in 1963. And since then we have learned that one out of every four persons, that's 1.4 billion people worldwide, and that also would mean hundreds of millions of people in India, inherit lipoprotein little a from their mom and dad, sometimes from both. You can measure it in the blood, simple blood test, inexpensive blood test. But most doctors have not yet added that into their routine labs, even though it's quite inexpensive. If you inherit lipoprotein little a, your risk of clogging your arteries and developing a heart valve problem go up quite a bit, two or three times, even if you eat well, don't smoke, get your exercise, because it's not affected by most medicines we have available, like Lipitor cholesterol medicine doesn't work for this cholesterol. There's a drug in development that in a couple years will be a breakthrough. But right now, it's really a matter of get it checked, particularly if your family, if your mother, your father, your aunts, your uncles, your brothers, your sisters have had heart attacks at a young age. You really want to know if you inherited lipoprotein little a. And I wrote a book about it. It's the first book a doctor's written. And, you know, anybody can now read about it. And next visit to the doctor, just ask, can I please have you check my level? I just want to know where I am. And if you find out it's high, you better eat very, very healthy. You better go to the gym. You better get your sleep and not smoke, because you really are at some more risk.
So Dr. Khan ki ek kitab hai, jiska naam hai Lipoprotein A, The Heart Silent Killer. Lipoprotein A एक चीज है जो हमारे खून में हमें ब्लड टेस्ट में पता चल जाती है. आप डॉक्टर के पास जाकर के उनसे पूछ सकते हो कि मैं अब लाइपोप्रोटीन ए का टेस्ट कराना चाहता हूँ. अगर वो आपके ब्लड में हाई है तो आपको ज्यादा ध्यान रखना पड़ेगा अपने हार्ट डिजीज का. आपको प्लांट बेस्ड डाइट खानी पड़ेगी, आपको टाइम से सोना पड़ेगा, सिगरेट नहीं पीनी पड़ेगी. अगर आप ज्यादा जानना चाहते हैं इसके बारे में तो लाइपोप्रोटीन ए द हार्ट साइलेंट किलर है डॉक्टर कान की बुक का नाम. सो टॉकिंग अबाउट टेस्ट, you've also spoken about getting yourself tested. You've spoken about the CT scan at a very young age. So what do tests have to do with prevention of heart disease?
Oh, wow. Such a great question. And I'm glad you asked it. And, you know, if you stop and think about it for a minute, you know, if you're over age 40 and you've been to your doctor, a woman's going to get asked to go get a mammogram, even though there's no signs of breast cancer, just as a screen. A man and a woman may be asked to go get a colonoscopy, even though they have no signs or symptoms of colon cancer. But you stop and think, well, what did my doctor recommend about my heart? And there is no recommendation. And that's why people walk around for years with serious heart disease to the day they drop dead. And that is such a big problem in India. So it turns out everything about that is wrong. There is a test, a CT scan that takes 5 minutes. All you do is hold your breath. no pain involved, and you literally just lie down and go into a tube, and then you go home. No needle, no injection. Doesn't matter if you got kidney disease or diabetes, it's simple. In the United States, that test has been around for 25 years and now costs about $100 American. Most people just pay it because the insurance companies are still a little backwards and aren't paying for it. But at $100, most people can afford it. And you find out right away, I've got a good heart and this is all working for me. Or holy moly, I need to go see a specialist. I need to read some heart healthy books. And I need to do everything I can to not become a heart attack victim in 5 years or 3 years.
And we should ideally get this test done in our 40s.
A 45 would be excellent. If you're in perfect health and you want to wait till you're 50, okay. But if you're not in perfect health and there's a lot of heart disease in your family, you might want to even do it at age 40 or 42. You know, it's not a yearly test. If you do it, you won't probably ever repeat it, or you might repeat it in 5 years. So it's very cost effective.
तो CT scan जो test है वो जरूर कराएं. 40, 45, 50 आपकी health पे depend करता है. बीच 40 से 50 की उम्र के बीच में ये वाला test जरूर कराएं. एकदम से आपको पता चल जाएगा कि आपका heart disease है या नहीं. So at what stage of heart disease can it be reversible? Because you also speak about heart disease being reversible.
Yeah, well, like many things, earlier the better. But we also know even the most advanced cases of badly blocked heart arteries can start to reverse. People can start to feel better quickly, and people can actually have a reduced risk of heart attack quickly, even if it's going to take a little longer to get major changes. So, I mean, the best age to start eating healthy, plants, exercise, sleep, don't smoke, is teenage. It's in your 20s, and do it your whole life. When you do that, you will reduce your risk of heart disease 80 to 90%, and cancer, and diabetes, and brain disease, and maintain good sexual health. But if you're 65 or 70 and you've had a heart attack, it's absolutely necessary to watch a documentary called Forks Over Knives, or, you know, read a book like my book, The Plant-Based Solution, or Dr. Esselstyn from the Cleveland Clinic called Prevent and Reverse Heart Disease, and start eating well, exercise, managing stress, and not smoking. It's been shown without question the only diet that reverses heart disease is a healthy, whole food plant diet. Big salads, lots of beans, rice and potatoes if you want, but you're not going to find butter, you're not going to find paneer, you're just not going to find those saturated fat foods in their diet.
Right. And I remember in the interview that I took, which was published in Vogue, you switched at the age of 18, 40 years ago, and you haven't touched a burger, chicken breast, or hot dog in all that time.
You know a lot about me. Wow.
I interviewed you before.
You got it accurate. It was just a coincidence. In 1977, there wasn't a lot of medical data, certainly not any medical data I knew at age 18, but I simply did not like the food at college except for the salad bar. It was just a natural thing to do. And I am so pleased that I started at that age. My girlfriend was with me. She did the same. And we've been married over 39 years. And she has the same good health and good energy. So, I mean, but that's why if you've not done that, start today. And if you have children that are 18, you know, they're seeing people all over the country, cool athletes and rock stars and politicians that are talking about being plant-based, but you want to do it healthy. There's some pretty good data. If you said, I'm 18 and I'm eating potato chips and I'm drinking Coca-Cola and I eat candy bars, but it's all plant-based, it's not a good diet. It may not be as good as even going to fast food restaurants. You have to eat real food, real food, real food.
So, Dr. Khan, what about alcohol? We haven't touched upon that.
Yeah, that's always a tricky one because there is ample data to say studies of people living long, healthy lives free of disease often incorporate a few drinks a week of wine, but actually the studies don't only focus on wine. It's very much none at all may be fine. A little bit of alcohol may be better. A lot of alcohol obviously isn't a good choice. And, you know, clearly some people have addiction and need to stay away for the rest of their lives. There is potentially some mild increase in cancer, particularly breast cancer, with drinking. But heart disease seems to go down with a few glasses of wine a week. And there's more heart disease than breast cancer. So when you look overall, studies around the world, it's pretty hard not to identify that if you currently are enjoying a glass of wine a few times a week, you probably don't need to have a recommendation to stop. You know, if you're drinking a bottle of wine a day, you should cut back. If you're not drinking at all, don't start. But also don't feel guilty if you occasionally have a glass of wine.
तो ड्रिंक्स के बारे में डॉक्टर कान ये कह रहे हैं कि एक आध ग्लास वाइन कुछ टाइम हफ्ते में ठीक है, लेकिन बहुत ज्यादा अल्कोहल ना पिए, बिकॉज वो भी ठीक नहीं है हार्ट हेल्थ और ओवरऑल हेल्थ के लिए. सो डॉक्टर कान, लास्ट क्वेश्चन, दैट मोस्ट ऑफ अस अज्यूम दैट हार्ट डिजीज इज जेनेटिक. Is this true, or do we just, is this psychological and we just build it up?
There is a strong component of your genes that make you prone to heart disease. And, you know, one clue is obviously if your parents, your grandparents, your aunts, your uncles had early stroke, early heart attack, early heart death, you should be concerned. In reality, lots of times the whole family ate poorly, didn't exercise, didn't, stay away from cigarettes. And it isn't really genetics. It's just bad lifestyle choices that were common in the family. We can measure these genetics nowadays if somebody wants to. And lipoprotein A is one of those genetic simple blood tests. I had a patient yesterday, a 30-year-old woman with a cholesterol of 430 milligrams per deciliter, eating an all-plant diet. Obviously, wow. Genetic cholesterol problems. The best estimates are, though, that it's about 25% of the problem. 75% is the diet rich in oils, saturated fat, butter, paneer, the lack of exercise, the smoking, the bad sleep. We can control the 75%.
तो 70% तक तो आप अपना हेल्थ आपके हाथ में है. आप एक्सरसाइज करें, आप प्लांट बेस्ड डाइट, ये जो भारी भारी चीजें होती हैं जैसे सैचुरेटेड फैट हो गए, जैसे बहुत ज्यादा घी या बहुत ज्यादा नारियल का तेल या बहुत ज्यादा पनीर, बहुत ज्यादा दूध, ये सब ना खाएं. बस अपने बैलेंस में रहें, बैलेंस में ड्रिंकिंग, बैलेंस में खाना, बैलेंस में स्लीप, वो बहुत जरूरत है. Thank you, Dr. Khan. This was very, very enlightening. As always, you have given us a new perspective about heart health.
Well, thank you. And honestly, I get interviewed a lot. You are one of the best interviewers I've had. So I always appreciate your intelligence and the homework you did, really.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Pleasure. That's given me immense pleasure right now. My heart is very healthy.
Good.
आप सुन रहे हैं होलिस्टिक हीलिंग. हम बात कर रहे हैं डॉक्टर जोल कान से और मैं हूँ आपकी होस्ट वसुधा राय. स्टे हेल्दी, स्टे हैप्पी.
यू आर लिसनिंग टू रेड पॉडकास्ट होलिस्टिक हीलिंग. ऑडियो डिजाइन बाय आयुष मेहरा. Send your feedback and suggestions right to us at podcast@redfm.in.